That worship was wonderful. And so I want to tell you about someone who is home on furlough now from the South Pacific island of Vanuatu. Isn't that just the best word? Vanuatu. Our speaker today has served as a missionary for Global Recordings Network alongside her husband David for the last 5 years. They have served in Vanuatu for 4 of those 5 years. But before that, they served 2 terms in Papua New Guinea. And before that, when Gail was still single, she served in the Ivory Coast of West Africa. Our girl gets around. David has written a little book about their first year in Papua New Guinea called Miracles in the Jungle. And Gail says that she has some of those available for just $10 if anyone is interested. So even though Gail only David, 25, she's actually been married for 25 years to David, and they have 2 grown sons, Joshua and Seth, I'm sure the joy of their lives, and recently acquired a new daughter-in-law, Caitlin. Caitlin married Jonathan over the Labor Day weekend this summer, and they make their home in Washington, where John works as a skidder operator in the logging industry in the Colville area. Seth is currently stationed in El Paso, Texas, where he's serving his country in the Army. Thank you, Seth. But the joy is that he's coming home this December and will be going to NIC next year. So congratulations on all those fronts. And please now, girls, give a warm sisterly welcome to our sister in Christ, Gail Rogney.
Okay, thank you. And yes, I'm wearing these because of today. I'll first do some serious talking, and then we'll start with the pictures. So thank you for letting me share threes. We have been overseas and away from church here for, you know, almost 5 years. And it's good to be back. And I really do love this church and all the new people, too. It's Isaiah 20. My verse today is Isaiah 26:3, and my thought is motives, which is a good thing for all of us, but I'll just tell you what God's been showing me lately, only the last year or two, and that is that my motives, sometimes we do things and we don't think about why we do them, and God has started to show me why I'm doing things sometimes, everything. And I thank him for it because it kind of brings you short. So I've realized a lot of things I do are from fear of people, fear of the future, trying to control my husband into the decision he shouldn't make or should make, fear of what people think of me. It's interesting how God started showing me this more and more, and it kind of brought me up short, and I thank him for it. But the other thing I've been learning is judging, and that we all tend to judge. We don't know it. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes we do that without knowing the picture. And God's showing me as well that we don't need to judge as much, probably pray more and judge less, and that would be good for me. I've learned that. So my verse is Isaiah 26:3, which some of you probably know. In King James, at least, I know it. It's, thou wilt keep him in... So this is God speaking. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. So stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. So I have thought about that a lot, and I realize when my mind is stayed on me, you know, which is default for us, even as God's children, we, you know, are selfish. When our mind is stayed on us, things don't always go well, but when our mind stayed on God, it's really good. And I would encourage us all just to ask God to do that more and more. And of course, the 2 ways that works is prayer, of course, us to God, and do we do that enough, and do we do that all the time, and do we do that in, you know, creative ways, like driving to church for a half hour if you have a long drive to church. We used to pray out loud. Thursdays, we don't ask God for anything. We have it called, it's called Thanksgiving Thursday, so we only thank God on Thursday for things. There's things you can do that help you, you know, in your communication to God. And of course, the other one is God to us. And that's a great way to have your mind stayed on God, is in his word. And I know we all have probably room for improvement in that, but let's make sure we memorize God's word, number one. It's not that hard. You just have to do it, especially try something small, and it works, you know, easier that way. And, you know, God does speak to us through his word. It's his spirit in his word, you know, changing our hearts and minds, and it's, you know, elementary things, but God has been showing me more and more the last year or so. You know what, Gail? If your mind is stayed on me, God, it's all right. Don't worry about anything else. And you definitely can grow stronger and stronger as we, you know, continue in that. So Isaiah 26:3, and of course the second verse, verse 4 of Isaiah 26 says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And again, you know, life is hard. We need strength, and it's only if we are walking and trusting God that we find that strength, and he's always good to us. We know that. It's just we get to try that often, don't we, in life? Okay, so that is my encouragement to all of us is let's watch our motives. My motives, God started showing me last year or two. It's like, wow, I didn't know I was doing that for, you know. So our motives are interesting. I want to talk about the people in Vanuatu today where we were and what their motives are and why they do what they do. And they have fears as well. But it's different than here in America, for sure. Although it's the same evil entity, you know, spurring these things on, you know, the enemy of our souls, Satan likes to put people in bondage and fear. And in Vanuatu, the people are afraid of spirits. And they appease them and they pray to them and they have witch doctors and all that. Because all that, it's all they have to do this if their lives are going to go well, if their gardens are going to grow, if they're not going to get sick, all that. It's all because of the spirits, which you would say, well, that's not true, but that's another discussion because there is something there to that. Satan definitely likes to deceive, and, you know, he does it differently here in America, but he does. Okay, I have, before we start our pictures, I have one prize. The prize goes to whoever answers this question. Okay. And if you're checking out the stuff on the table, then good, because you might have the answer. Vanuatu is in the South Pacific. But my question is, who knows one of the two neighboring countries to Vanuatu? And I'm not talking Australia, because that's 1,200 miles away. So does anybody know one of the two neighboring countries next to Vanuatu? And if you do, you win this dark chocolate from Vanuatu. Very good. So any... Okay, Fran Rhodes. Yes. Yes. Can you give me one more? Because that's the second over. Try one more. You're on the right track, though. You win it. You do win it. Okay. Okay. And? Yes, go ahead. That's further away, actually. But same region. Okay, one more. Let's try again. I'll give you a clue. It starts with S-O-L-O-M. Okay, Fran, you get Solomon. Solomon Islands and Fiji's on the other side. So, okay, Fran, you get this. Get the, at the end, okay? Bravo. Okay, thank you, Ethan. Okay, so what we're going to do is start with the place of Vanuatu, the people, and then Dave and I being there. So here we are. This is a map, and there you go. So Vanuatu's in the middle of the South Pacific, and it's definitely on the Ring of Fire. And, yes, there's earthquakes. Cyclones and volcanoes that erupt. So it's beautiful otherwise, and you get used to it. Here, I told one lady at the breakfast, you can hear us. You hear an earthquake before you feel it, and it definitely you can hear it. And it's weird. Is that a car? Is that a truck rumbling down the dirt road? Or is no? Okay, then it's an earthquake, and then you start to feel it. So I can't say I got used to it, but we didn't have anything really bad. 6 point something, though. That was, you know. Okay, next slide. Thanks, Ethan. There's a picture of the actual country. It's 86 islands, and kind of like Hawaii, where you've got 500 miles between. Next, thanks. Volcanic. So we were living the last half of our time there, and we had ash fall a few times on our house because there was an active volcano about 40 miles away. Next one, thanks. This is what you see a lot down that on the left between the islands. Go ahead, next. And that's where we lived down that on the left. That's called Champagne Beach. So God blessed us with a beautiful place to live. The house was very rough, but That's what we looked at when we came down. Go ahead, next. Okay, so cyclones. We call them here hurricanes, but they're the same thing. And also typhoons are the same thing. So this is Cyclone Pam in March 2015, and we happened to be in Australia at the time, doing some work with our mission, so we weren't there, but go ahead and do the next few, Ethan. Those were our lemon trees that fell down, and there's some worse problem. even the ferry in the harbor of the capital, yeah. So it was a bad one, Category 5, scary. I wasn't there, though, thank the Lord. Okay, next one. It rains a lot. Half the year it's rainy season, and that's the day we were trying to move north, and we had to get on the ferry, and there we were parking. Okay, next. And if you're too dirty and stinky, you can just, go outside. Sometimes it rains that hard. Next one. That's Dave. Okay, coconuts, my favorite thing in the world now, as far as fruit. They are amazing. They're a superfood. Go ahead, next one. Lots of people like coconuts. They use it in their daily food dishes. That's our dog. He likes coconuts. Next one, the chickens like coconuts. That's three little guys in there. Coconut there. And then even the cows like the coconuts. He's cracking open a coconut there. And you can see all the trees behind him. So, yeah, lots of coconuts in the country and as well a lot of cattle ranches. Okay, next one. Lots of wonderful fruit, and that's our neighbor. And she's a sweet little girl bringing us pineapple, which is, okay, French. So there's English and French in the country. And so that's ananas. Vanuatu was, before the independence, ruled by both British and French. It was kind of a weird thing. So some schools were in English, some in French. So you have a lot of French there in the midst. Okay, next. That's an interesting fruit that I never heard of, but we had a tree or two, and that's called soursop. And it's very sweet. Next picture. I'm cutting it open. No, it actually cures cancer somehow. That's amazing. It's really good stuff. Next. Okay, lots of flowers. Of course, the tropics, so you've got lots of flowers. That's at a market. You can buy them for $1, $2. Next one. And we have spiders. Big spiders. Okay, that's a coconut crab. And I've never seen one that big, but they are delicious. I've had one or two. But yeah, there's coconut crabs, and that's what they look like. That's just a big one. That's in Fiji. Okay, next. Of course, critters, a chameleon, next. Next one. And birds. Next one. Big bird there. That's a fruit bat. And the people eat them. That's why John caught one right there. Next. Yeah, they eat the bats. I haven't. Fish, lots of fish. That's a coral trout. Next. And they have teeth, yes. Some of them have real big teeth. That's an interesting long tom. I don't know, never heard of that fish, but that was there. Next one. Of course, there's other kind of fish, that kind. Actually, if you go to a fish and chips shop, and they say flake on the menu, flake is shark. Just so you know, it's fine. Next one. It really is. It's fine. Okay, so there's one more critter that is my least favorite in the world, and it's a centipede. We were tearing down that old shed there, and I put my gloves on the ground to go and get some water for us, and I came back 5 minutes later, put my gloves on, and I felt something like a dry leaf in my finger. It was not a dry leaf. It was that hiding that quickly. Thank God it didn't bite me, because they can really mess you up. Centipedes are terrible. Next. They can be 10 inches, 8. In New Guinea, they can be a foot and very colorful. Otherwise, in Vanuatu, there's no other, this is how you get around. There's spiders, just the worst thing is centipede. Okay, because there's lots of islands, this is how you get around. This is a ferry. Typical of third world, they don't run on time, and sometimes they don't run at all, but that's how you get around. Or next one. So a few people own these kind of boats. Interesting how few do, but this guy here is Mahit. He owns this boat. He lives where we lived, and he's a real dear friend of ours. He's not a Christian, and he drinks kava. Kava is from the pepper plant. It's the root of the pepper plant, and the people love kava in that country and in Polynesia as well. They grind it down to a powder, put it in drink, and drink it down, and it tastes like peppery mud. but it makes them real mellow. And then if you drink it all your life, you start it starts to mess up your liver. And unfortunately, Mahit is at that point where he can't help but drink kava, and he goes fishing a bit. But he's going to die early because he drinks kava and he can't quit. So kava is definitely a thing that in the old days was used for ceremony, only ceremonial, only chiefs, and now everyone drinks it. And tourists do too sometimes just to try it, and it's too bad. Okay, next. And you can, of course, get around by the national airline Air Vanuatu. I'll tell you a little bit about that later. They're not always on schedule either, but you get used to that. Next one. And, of course, it's beautiful there. Many mountains on these islands. Next. Okay, people. People of Vanuatu are small groups. The languages are smaller because the population went way down in the 1800s from sandalwood traders coming to the country to get sandalwood and do some forced labor and things, and a lot of diseases dropped them from like a million people down to 41,000. Now they're up to 260,000 people. There's about 100 language groups in that country. They all speak their own language. They as well speak usually the trade language, which is like a Melanesian. It's a pidgin. It's a bit of English and French in there. And then, of course, in schools and government is English or French. Next. This is a village in the mountains more. Most of the people live on the coast. Coastal villages, some of them live in the mountains like this. The ones that do are more, we'll call them custom. They follow the traditional ways. They have rejected, you know, anything Western and definitely Western religion, as they would think. Next. Okay, this is what they eat. So they do have gardens, and they have taro and root vegetables and sweet potatoes and corn and tomatoes. They have pigs, too. That's a pig there. This is a land ceremony. So they have gardens, unfortunately, and there's not as many has adopted Western ways, rice, tinned fish, and there's not as many gardens as there should be because, you know, it's free land, free food, and I've heard some older people complain, you know, the younger generation, they aren't gardening, and their health is, you know, affected too. Okay, next one. Here they are cooking. They have their own separate kitchen area outside of their main house. She's doing fish and crab. Next. And this is a the way they grate their tapioca is what it is. They grate it up. They put it into a banana leaf, cook it in the fire, put some coconut cream over it after, and it's delicious usually. That's what they eat every day. Next. Here's some guys eating, you know, in their little courtyard, fish and stuff. Next. Okay, the people, all sorts of people, they're very friendly because Vanuatu is a safe country, and they have tourism. So a lot of cruise ships come in to certain areas, and people like that. They, you know, they make some money off of that. So everyone's very friendly. And I'll tell you one little story about a girl named Emma. So I wanted to introduce you to four people today. Emma is about 16, and that's not Emma, but I'm going to tell you about Emma really fast here. Emma one day was at our place helping cut our lawn and do some gardening because everything grows so fast, including weeds. Weeds. We were like, can we all look at these? Couldn't find them for several days. And so, like, the fifth day, we had some friends over, like, can we all look for the keys out there in the tall grass? And Emma said, you know, I know a lady. We can call her, and she will say prayers, and she'll help us find those keys. And what she meant was there's a, not witch doctor, but someone like a witch doctor that we will, you just call them, and they'll help you find your keys. And my husband's like, no, actually, we'll pray to God right now, and we'll ask God to help us find those keys, you know. And we did. We found the keys like a couple minutes later. So I think that was a good lesson for her to see, you know what, there's a difference here. But they do tend to go back to their old ways, even if they're church people. Okay, next. So Emma, yeah. Okay, these are two gals that are actual national missionaries. There's some younger people that have been raised up from the churches in the country that go out to these mountain villages that are more bush. And our best friends, our best missionary friends there are South Korean, and they head up this mission. And interesting fellow, I'll just tell you this as a side note, his name's Pastor Tony. Pastor Tony grew up in New Zealand for 20 years before he moved up to Vanuatu. He's South Korean, but he was in New Zealand for 20 years. He has an interesting concept I've never heard of. He challenges his churches to my mission and come. He said, you know, we talk about tithing. He said, why don't you tithe 10% of your life to my mission and come help me for 7 years? So there's two couples that have done that, or that are helping him for 7 years. You know, 70 years is our lifespan, according to the Bible. And I thought, I've never heard of that. So he and his wife are very dear people, and they run this Santo Bush mission. Okay, next slide. Okay, babies, they're all cute. Very cute. A lot of used clothing gets over there, just like anywhere else. People buy the used clothing mostly there. Go ahead, next. Okay, what's this picture? Yes, okay, that's another Santo Bush missionary. He may look a little bit like a clown, but he is a very dear Christian, seriously. Very dear, serious Christian, one of the few there, and he's amazing. His name's Andrew, and that's his family. Next. Okay, so custom. I'm going to talk about the traditional ways. So that's the chief on the left, and the two guys are, you know, dressed up. But this is how they think. Their motives are fear of the spirits, and, you know, to plant their gardens, to keep from being sick. Everything is to appease the spirits. That's called animism. And the people traditionally have been that way, and they are definitely, they believe it's true. And seriously, it is, in a way. There is an evil side to this fear. And he likes to trick people and hold them in bondage. And these people do live in that fear. So everything they do is revolving around keeping the spirits happy. Next picture. Okay, this is a actual celebration. These guys are dressed up like that for the day. That's how they dress traditionally. Next. So animism is a problem there, and this is, you know, in the whole Melanesian area. Not just there, but I mean, animism is a belief that you have to keep the spirits happy or else you're in trouble, or you could die, or your gardens won't grow. The interesting thing is the church people, there are a lot of churches now in that country of Vanuatu, and the church people still lean toward that. It's almost like they have a couple options. So if someone's sick, well, they'll first maybe ask the pastor to pray, and then they'll go to the witch doctor, and then they might go to the hospital as well. They cover their bases. It's sad. Next picture. They do dances, of course. This is the same in New Guinea. They'll dance, and it's not just some fun tourist thing. They do it for the tourists now in places, but, you know, it's a spiritual aspect, and it's what they do to appease. Next picture. This is interesting. This is called land diving, and it's on one island called Pentecost, and they do this before they plant their adolescent boys. They land dive. They build a big tower. The adolescent boys go to the top, tie their ankle to a very strong, you know, vine that's hopefully exactly the right length, and they jump off of that, and they dive, and they barely penetrate the earth, and that's their ceremony before the yam harvest, before the yams are planted. And so the tourists love it now. You know, there's tourists go there to watch, but it's got spiritual, you know, things to it, and it's crazy, but it's what they do. Land diving, next. Okay, this is a famous missionary, John Payton, and he was there. So the first missionaries came in the 1850s, 60s to Vanuatu, formerly called New Hebrides. And a lot of missionaries didn't even make it to the beach. They got out of the boat, and they were clubbed to death or something, and a lot of them didn't even make it to the sand. It was a sacrifice, of course, but, you know, God had led them there. John Payton had some of his own trials as well. I think he lost his wife and his child. Some of his relatives in the 70s were still there doing mission work. So he was there with the English, you know, the British foreign missionary. The two main churches now in Vanuatu, so there are a lot of church people in Vanuatu, which is a good and bad thing. Anglican and Presbyterian are very few of them truly. And Presbyterian's the main church, Anglican is the next. I'd say very few of them truly understand what they're doing. They think they're going to church to be good with God. And the old child baptism part of that, both of those churches believe in child baptism. And when that happens, these people think, well, I was baptized as a baby in the church, I'm going to go to heaven. And it's a deception, and it's very sad. So we have had many chances to help people understand what the Bible says. Next picture. Thanks. Yeah, a lot of churches. This is where we lived, the second half. Next is really big Presbyterian church. And we got to see how, you know, how they think. It's all dress up nice, dress up, you know, in your white shirt and sing well and go to church a lot. And, you know, it's unfortunately a works-centered idea. You know, God will be happy with me if I do these things. Okay, next picture. Yep, there is a big Presbyterian pastors conference right there. Every year they do this, different places. And next picture. These are ladies. That's the dresses they dress up in. It's called island dress. I kind of called it a balloon dress, but it's what they wear. I have one. I think the next picture has me wearing one. Go ahead, next picture. I didn't particularly, you know, but they do love color, and I love it. It's the Presbyterians have flowers and dresses and all. Next picture. These are all conferences with the Presbyterians. So the problem is, of course, religion is different than Christianity. Religion is you working your way to God. You know, true Christianity is Jesus did the work for us. We just have to believe that and become his children. So there's a lot of misunderstanding in this country. And next picture. There I am in my island dress, and that's a Hawaiian lady that was there as a missionary as well. Next. There's a few people that are very dear to our hearts, and this is John Hansen. He's a deacon, and he's a real Christian, I do believe, and he understands. And that's his family and two of his nieces, nephews. Next picture. We were at a ceremony there for a guy that was going to go into government. They love their ceremonies. It's, you know, very fun. They have a lot of good food and dress up. Next. So, and yes, the Anglicans are, when we got there, my husband had a lot of chances to go on different, like, tours or visits, including with this guy, the bishop. So God opened a lot of doors for us to mingle with many different groups and just let them know we're here to record Bible stories into languages and, you know, would you like us to do that? The bishop was very happy for Dave to come along with him on his tour. And but interesting, he preached against a second baptism. He said, if you are baptized a second time, meaning the first time is when you're a baby, if you're baptized a second time, he said you are going to go to hell. So very much a problem with understanding what salvation is. Next. Okay, so here we are, and we went, about 6 years ago, we went down to check out the mission in Los Angeles, and about 5 years ago, we left to go to first, next picture, Australia. So Australia is the one branch that does the training for recording. So we went to record his training first in Sydney, Australia, and that's me actually doing language stuff on there. So the mission works with recording Bible stories with audio and visual into languages so people can hear. Next picture. And we, after our training, took a long catamaran ride across the ocean. I don't know if you remember, I told you it was about 1,200 miles from Vanuatu to Australia. Well, we did that with this family who owned it. They were missionaries. The Dillons, and we went with our two sons that were still there trying, the younger one was finishing high school. So that was quite a trip, I'll just say that much. It was, never done that before, and it was amazing. Took about 2+ weeks to get across the ocean to Vanuatu. Go ahead, next picture. That's amazing. Catamaran called the Shining Light. Next picture. Yeah, there's 4 bedrooms in there. It's amazing. Okay, so there we are, leaving Sydney Harbor. You know that landmark, I'm sure. Next. We were given, God really blessed us, with a house. When we got to Vanuatu, we lived outside of the only real city in the country called Port Vila. And an Australian couple had this house as their holiday house, and they were renting it out for very cheaply because it was at the very end of the road, terrible road. So we had a great house for about a year plus, and I think God did that because our two sons were with us. And the water was right there, so it was just beautiful and a real blessing. Next. So in Port Vila, we got to know the language, got to understand the culture more. Dave did a lot of trips around. Next picture's fine. Yeah, Seth's on the right. He's got short hair now, and Jonathan's on the left. He just was married. In this house, we had neighbors that were from different islands, and they were there to do work. People come to Port Vila Island because there's work there. A lot of, you know, expats and businessmen work there, and so We would use, now this, Dave is holding one of the picture books that our mission uses with the Bible stories. This is the demoniac story of Jesus healing. So we would use this in the language of these guys. These are from Tana Island, and these was previously recorded, lived next door, a guy, and that's when we were reaching out to our neighbors, the Tana boys who live next door. Next picture. Yeah, so that was our carport, and, you know, it was in their language. They also know the trade language, which is Bislama. We had some recordings in that as well. Next picture. This is Susan. She's from Tana as well, and we're using a tiny little handheld thing that you can wind up. It's called a saber, and you can download the same things on it and listen to it. I have a little miniature picture book there with her. Next. We also, once we got kind of our feet, you know, once we were grounded, we started doing recording projects. This is a team of talented musicians. The guy in the middle is Tony. He's from the USA, and the rest are from Vanuatu and Solomon Islands, and they're with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, and we recorded about 8 of their songs. Next picture, I think we have one of them. And we used some of their music onto our recordings when we did the recordings. Next picture. Second project was with Pastor Yona. He's a Presbyterian pastor and a teacher at a school, and he shared his testimony in the trade language, Bislama, and that was our first real project. And there's Dave sitting there with him going, editing everything. You have to take out all the coughs and all the... It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of work. Next picture. Then we went, which is the first real... And his wife, Daisy, that's Yona, Pastor Yona, and Daisy went to their island, which is the first real... recording trip out in the bush, and it was fun but a little bit hard, and we went there for a week and recorded their language, Mafilau, into the Bible stories, the 40 different pictures. Next picture. So we were there for a week. Go ahead and you can go through one more picture. We stayed in a very, you know, in a little house, church house, and had their local food, which is great. They were very gracious to us. Next. We ran into many problems, but it was good to, you know, get the recording done. No power there, of course, so we had to find a battery that someone had, and we could run the printer and all that. And so it's definitely living where there's no electricity is, you know, you have to be thinking ahead, which doesn't always happen there anyway. So there's always roadblocks, but we got through all of them, and we were able to record with these people in their language. So we used a bunch of the old people who knew the language the best, and we recorded each picture, 40 pictures going through the Bible, and we did that in a week. Next picture. There's the guys, some of them, and we're recording, and you have to take notes of where the, you know, it's a process. It's fun, but it's about a lot of work, and they love it, though. They love to have their language recorded. Next picture. And some music as well. We were in a place with a metal roof, though, so when it rained once, we had to pray that, okay, this is Daisy. So we could keep going. Next. Okay, this is Daisy. She's a very sweet lady. We were saying goodbye the day we got to fly out, which didn't work out. We had to wait. The one main Air Vanuatu didn't want to fly back into this island because the airstrip, which is grass, had not been cut. Moaned. And they weren't going to come in, even though five of us had bought these round-trip tickets. So thank God we had an Aussie there, one of our colleagues who had money, and Australian money, and he paid to get another airline to come in and pick us up. Otherwise, we would be there until the grass was mown, and everything's so laid back there. It was, yeah. So we got out after about a week and a day. Next. And I think, yeah, there's the plane that did come in after we paid cash for him to come pick us up, and... Yeah, next. Oh, yeah, so fish. When it gets too hot and everybody's a little tired, especially Dave, at about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he likes to get in the water. I don't have to be in the water, but he definitely, it's one of his, let me unwind. But here's the deal with fish. The people in this country, even though they live on an island, they don't get much fish, and what they do is right on the shore, and they're tiny little fish. So Dave and these are our sons and Pastor Yona going to go dive and get some big fish for the village. People love fish. They love that your business is fine. You're not taking, and they just they. It's definitely a key. Next two pictures is fine. It's a key to let them know you love them, and they love you. Lots of fish in Vanuatu. That's a barracuda there, the big one. And a lot of open doors would not have been. So some people might think, well, why do you dive? And you know, it's too much fun. Well, Dave has a few gifts that people love because we can bless them. And there's definitely some open doors that would not have been there if he didn't have this, you know, ability to go dive with the guys and get them some fish. We had a little bit, but not as much as the people. We'd give most of it away. Next. Yeah, this is a village here, a different picture of a big Seventh-day Adventist village. I know some real Christians in this place that are Seventh-day, but in the countries elsewhere, they definitely are legalism, and they don't understand. So this place would not let us come in and talk to them at all, except, hey, can I go fishing and get you some fish? And they're happy to let us come, and we can share, and they love it. So that's a lot of fish that one day for them. Next. Okay, then after our about year in the nice house on the capital island, we moved up to this island next. It's called Santo. These islands were discovered in 1600 by a Portuguese explorer. Okay, so I went from a nice house to a very basic house, and it was very basic. I actually called it a barn because it was very rough inside. It was a very old house that trash can is. Next, putting up solar panels and a water tank. That's what the trash can is. Next. You catch the water, you pump it up. And we had to repair a few, you know, what do you call them? Soffits for the water. Next. But yeah, the church next door had this old mission house, and that's what we were able to live in when we moved to that island. We didn't want to live in town. We wanted to live out, and God was definitely in this. So we lived in this Hog Harbor village next to a very proper Presbyterian church and had many opportunities to teach in devotions in the morning and preaching and just to help them understand. You know, what really does the Bible say? And just give them more food. These people have very little knowledge of the Bible, even though they say they're Christians. Next. Okay, so we did, once we moved into this Hog Harbor village, it's Hog, but they say Hog, that's how they say it, Hog Harbor. We recorded their language, which is difficult language. It's Nekep. We recorded their language into the Bible stories, so that's what we did here. Next picture. That's Captain Sam, nice guy. Go ahead, next. That's Elder Arthur. He had this eye injury, so he has one eye that doesn't work, and really dear guy. He, let me tell you quickly about him, because we had about a year and a half or more in that area, they heard a lot about what church right before elation is and what baptism is all about, as opposed to baby baptism, and we heard right before we left that some of these elders and deacons of this one church secretly, but they did it, they baptized each other secretly, because it's the mama church in Australia is definitely not into that, you know what I mean? So it was interesting to see that God was working on their hearts to understand what it really is, and again, you don't have to be baptized, but they understood what it was about, and I do believe these guys are truly Christians, and they said, well, let's do it the right way now. So they did it secretly. Thank God that they have made that step. Next picture. After we recorded this language, we did a kids club, great way to get the church involved and let the kids come, and it was like a 5-day club, and we used the recording. Next picture. Dave also has a motorcycle. People love that, and they'll come and watch. So anytime Dave did a little 5-10-minute show, he always shared his story of how he became a Christian. Clear. Next. Yeah, this is a provincial holiday. Next picture. And they invited us to come, and, you know, they get to ride on that. That's a chief there with a long red socks, chief of the province. Next. So a lot of opportunities besides just recording. Okay, another big project we did was a mission called Pioneer Bible Translators. They train nationals to translate parts of the Bible. They translated Genesis in 4 languages, and then they asked us to record Genesis 1 through 12. Go ahead, next. Languages is a huge project. We got that done for them so they could listen to the Word of God. Go ahead, next. It was a lot of fun. These guys are, again, Anglican. I know you think, well, but some of them truly understand what, you know, it is to be a Christian. Some of them don't. Next. And go ahead. Oh, yeah, okay, so the SD cards. So we are doing something here today, just so you know. Dave is going back in about 2 weeks for about 5 weeks to Vanuatu. He's going to take micro SD cards. We found that this is a huge key. The people have phones. Everyone has phones, and everybody has a lot of junk on their phones, and they love to get an SD card with good stuff on it. So we're taking back, we want to take 200 back this time. with good preaching, Pastor Steve, John MacArthur, stuff that'll help them understand, you know, what is baptism? What's salvation? Some good Christian movies, music, some fun stuff, you know, animal bloopers and sports bloopers, but mostly Christian stuff, and you can put a lot on 16 gigabytes. We're going to take these SD cards, and he wants to get them out there to the people. They love to get these things, and it's a great way to give good stuff that they need to understand, you know, what this is all about. So if you guys want to help with that, we have a box out there to help. We're going to buy 200. We have purchased 100 already. We want to take 200 on this trip that he's going to take. Next. He's from a very remote. You can put a lot of stuff on there. Okay, Hampson's an interesting fellow. Dave discipled him. He's from a very remote island. He's Anglican. He went to a bit of an Anglican Bible school once. When he came out, when he finished that, he understood that God is more powerful than the spirits, and he has on his garden plot, each corner has a plant that's a protection plant against the spirits, so the garden grows. And when he finished his Anglican Bible school, he understood, God showed him, he pulled out the plants on these corners. He's like, well, God's stronger, I don't need to have plants to protect my garden. And he got a bit of flack, but he stayed strong, and then other people did that. And an interesting revival happened on that island because of this. So Hampson had a lot of contact with us. He took Dave to Gawa Island, next, where he lived, and Dave recorded the languages there. You can go next. Those are flowers. So there's the picture charts and the Hampson and I, and yeah, we're getting ready to take a trip over to Gawa for a recording project. Next picture. Hampson, that's one of the villages, one of the languages on Gawa, and it's hard doing this. Dave went alone with Hampson many times, was very sick and things, but these people appreciate their language being recorded and having Bible stories and, of course, getting good stuff like the SD cards. Next, we love music there. That's Hampson. They did some music, too. They're kind of dressed up, and they do love music there. Next. Okay, I'm almost done. That's another village, another language group right there, Doreg. Next. Yeah, so just so you know, it's a very third world country, but everyone has cell phones. They call them mobile phones there. And it's an opportunity to let people hear the truth. And we put the Bible on there, too. The King of Glory is a video series. It's really good, you guys. You should check it out, King of Glory. We put everything we can, including our recordings, onto these things. People love to, you know, listen to whatever and share it with everyone. So this is a little girl with, of course, a phone, and there's two more pictures, I think. Go ahead, next, and the next. Yeah, that's one of the pastors on the way back from the conference, and he's got his phone. And, of course, so it's a really good outreach, and you can do it, you know, covertly, because they don't really like being taught about baptism. That's a little bit hard on the leaders of these denominations to hear. But, you know, John MacArthur has a great sermon or two on what baptism is. Okay, the last picture. So please pray that when Dave goes, that everyone who is supposed to get those SD cards for the phones will get them and hear what God wants them to hear so that they can understand the truth and be saved or, you know, grow in their faith of what it is. This guy is a little crazy looking, but he's an Oz Christian right before he left working in the country. And he became a Christian right before he left, and his name's Rainer. Pray for him. He's a very interesting guy, has lots of good questions, and God led him to himself. And he needs your prayer. And pray for the other people that are there. There's some Christians that we know that still struggle with the culture, struggle with what's my motive. Am I going to go to the witch doctor? Am I going to trust God? That's definitely there as well as here. We all get to deal with this, and God's good to help us. So I think I went almost over 3 minutes, but hey, that's all right. Okay, thank you guys for letting me share, and thank you if you want to help with the getting those SD cards and all the good stuff to the people, and I appreciate being here. So God bless you, and maybe we'll pray at the end. I'm sure you will. Okay.